Most LEDs with a GU10 mount are quite difficult to convert. Access to the Wi-Fi module is difficult, and you usually have to take the whole housing apart to change the firmware. However, I recently found a model where this procedure is much simpler. There, the Wi-Fi module is located on a board with LEDs, so all you have to do is remove the glass and solder it out using hot air. This way, you can free the light from the cloud and pair it with Home Assistant. The product discussed here can be found by the model name EWGU10E, which, as the name suggests, specifies its association with the eWeLink app. There is also a code C3009 on the packaging, but it is repeated for different types of threads, so it does not uniquely identify the product. If in doubt, look to see if you are ordering a product with Wi-Fi from eWeLink. The LEDs from Tuya are different. The whole thing can be bought from China for a dozen or so zlotys. There are no specific markings on the lamp itself. Changing the EWGU10E firmware. As per the guide for the other lights from eWeLink, Polish, flashing guide for eWeLink RGBCW lamp series, module leads BW2L, BL602. English, instructions for flashing the eWeLink RGBCW lamp series, module leads BW2L, BL602. Remove the glass, apply flux, solder out the Wi-Fi module. Outputs. Uploading firmware is also described in this topic. Polish, how to read and back up the flash memory of a BL602, BL702, etc. device using BL DevCube. English, how to read and back up the flash memory of a BL602, BL702, etc. device using BL DevCube. Soldering photos, pictures of soldering. Then the module is back in place, although you have to heat quite a bit because the LED board acts as a heatsink. The GPIO template is the same as in Polish, flashing instructions for eWeLink RGBCW lamp series, module leads BW2L, BL602. English, instructions for flashing the eWeLink RGBCW lamp series, module leads BW2L, BL602. Short test. As of now, the product works 100% locally, independent of the manufacturer's servers. It can also be connected to Home Assistant. Summary. I've been looking for something like this for a long time. As much as possible, I recommend the purchase of LED GU10s from this series. They are much more convenient in terms of changing firmware than, for example, the news presented in the past. Polish, News Smart Wi-Fi Bulb P8 RGBCW GU10 EB01B plus BP5758 Wi-Fi Pinout. English, New Smart Wi-Fi Bulb P8 RGBCW GU10 EB01B plus BP5758 Wi-Fi Pinout. I guess until I buy more in stock of these LED GU10 eWeLinks. As it's not clear if they'll be available later, and as you can see in the linked topic with other GU10s, it's much more trouble. Have any of you also tried changing the firmware or looking into GU10 based products? Feel free to discuss. P.S. And of course, I know that the term bulb is fundamentally incorrect here, but that's the name that has already taken hold in the trade.